The Centers for Disease Control is considering the first major revision to its COVID guidance since the federal public health emergency ended last year. That means the long-held 5 days of isolation after testing positive for COVID may soon be history.
I suspect it is, and it's a good idea that it should stop.
Dr. Sharon Nachman is chief of pediatric infectious diseases at Stony Brook Hospital.
Remember, COVID has now moved from a brand new virus that none of us have seen to a virus that we're seeing all the time, our children in school, our colleagues at work. So this is just the right way for us to all move.
So what will the new guidelines be?
Well, I think a lot of it is now going to be common sense.
Yes, common sense, like don't go to work or school if you have a fever, nausea or diarrhea, or a cough that won't go away. We'll take a closer look at what those new guidelines may look like in the days to come. For this and more health news, go to WCBS880.com/health. I'm Steve Scott, WCBS 880 News.